It's still 2 months until summer, but already the country is experiencing its most devastating September bushfires on record. Experts are warning that massive blazes will become more frequent as temperatures rise. They're worried that fire services simply don't have the resources to fight what are called fire thunderstorms. Kathleen Ferguson has this.
One of David Bowman's favourite things about living in Hobart is the bush surrounding the city, but it's also one of the fire ecologist's biggest worries.
Waking up in the morning being surrounded by gum trees and birds and everything is terrific, but not when it's 45 degrees and there's a howling wind and, you know, your whole landscape could go up in a giant firestorm.
Australia's bushfire season is starting earlier and lasting longer. The Bureau of Meteorology says we are getting more frequent high fire danger days and that warmer weather means we're seeing increases not only in summer, but spring and even autumn as well. That means firefighters have less time in winter to do traditional preparation for the fire season, like hazard reduction burns.
As somebody has said that, you know, a lot of firefighting has really got to be done 5 years before the firestorm. You know, you've got to be doing the prep. Unfortunately, we're asleep at the wheel as a community. We're just not getting it. We're not understanding the magnitude of the task.
Fire thunderstorms are blazes which are so intense they create their own weather events. These types of fires are unpredictable and extremely dangerous, like the devastating Black Saturday bushfires which killed 173 people in Victoria in 2009 and the Sir Ivan fire in 2017, which burned tens of thousands of hectares of farmland in central western New South Wales. These were once called Black Swan events because they were so rare. Former New South Wales Fire and Rescue Commissioner Greg Mullins says the increasing frequency of these catastrophic fires is now a serious threat. He is one of 23 people who make up the former Emergency Leaders for Climate Action Group. It has written to the Prime Minister Scott Morrison calling for action, but Greg Mullins says they've been ignored.
We're going to have fires that I can't comprehend, and I've been in the game for nearly half a century. I shouldn't call it a game. It's not a game. It's deadly serious.
By 2050, the economic cost of natural disasters in Australia is expected to reach a yearly average of $39 billion. And that doesn't take into account the effects of climate change. That's according to figures from Deloitte. Modelling from auditor KPMG has found the Commonwealth's contribution to the nation's aerial firefighting capacity has dropped from 50% in 2003 to less than half of that by 2017. Documents show states and territories are contributing about 75% of the $60 million commitment, and emergency services executives are worried about what that means for the nation's firefighting capability. Greg Mullins says the scarcity of aircraft is a massive issue, because the state's bushfire seasons now overlap with each other and with other countries.
We source all of the large aircraft from the Northern Hemisphere, the US. The Northern Hemisphere fire danger seasons are getting longer as well. I can see a scenario, and I recently spoke at a fire conference on a scenario of simultaneous major fire season, nobody being able to assist each other, and that's when you have major problems.
The National Aerial Firefighting Centre is asking for an additional $11 million from the Commonwealth to cover increased costs due to inflation and foreign exchange rates, as well as the increasing fire threat. It put forward a business case 2 years ago, but the federal government is yet to agree to it. David Littleproud is the Minister for Natural Disaster and Emergency Management.
The federal government is trying to take a leadership role, and we do take a leadership role also during disasters with the use of federal assets. But emergency management, since the Constitution, has always been their responsibility with the assistance of the federal government, and we'll continue to work through that. And that's why we give GST money for the states to manage emergency management, water, health, education appropriately.
Another peak body that's facing budget woes is the federally funded Bushfire and Natural Hazards Cooperative Research Centre, or CRC. It plays a key role in researching rare and unpredictable fires to help improve preparedness. The organisation's funding expires in 2021, and it doesn't know where its funding will come from after that. Australia's former chief scientist Ian Chubb says the CRC's work is invaluable.
It is providing benefit to the community of Australia through the work that it does and the way it prepares us for, in this instance, future bushfires in response to a changing climate. There's a continuing need to do the research that provides an evidence basis for future public policy.
He says the federal government needs to step up.
This is a national issue that all people in Australia, regardless of whether they are left or right, have a right to expect that we will get leadership and we will face up to challenges that are ahead. There's no point waiting until you've teetered over the edge of the cliff before you decide you've got to do something. You've got to prepare to avoid the cliff in the first place.
Back in Hobart, ecologist David Bowman says the weather won't wait for decisions to be made.
And I'm certain of what's happening, and it pains me to think that we're just delaying, deferring, because every year that we delay and defer means that we're increasing the odds of a really serious fire event where there's going to be a lot of casualties, there's going to be a lot of pain and suffering and loss of livelihoods and homes and fundamentally people's lives being blown up.
Kathleen Ferguson with that report. And the full story is on Background Briefing on RN. You can also listen via podcast on the ABC Listen app.